Hey, friend, I am so glad that you joined me today for another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're focusing on three key factors to rebuilding trust in any relationship. These three key factors are factors and really kind of this process, because it's a process to rebuilding trust, are things that I talk about with my coaching clients in my coaching program, in the member community, in my one-on-one. These are important steps and factors because they're very foundational pieces that can be applied to any relationship. You really want to hang with me during this episode if you are working to rebuild trust, but it feels really hard. I wrote an entire biblical study on rebuilding trust, and I go way more in depth in the biblical study using scripture. And I actually take you through stages of what rebuilding trust looks like. Now, before we get started into the episode, I do want to add a slight disclaimer. I want you to understand that this episode is going to be coming from more of a general sense of rebuilding trust. I'm not coming from a specific betrayal or hurt or abuse of any kind. This is a kind of a general of a rebuilding trust. So I want you just to kind of keep that in your mind that I'm not trying to speak to maybe more intense or hurtful or again, abusive process. But in any sense, these three key factors are still extremely important for rebuilding trust. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. What I've learned is sometimes we have to be willing to love people from a distance because love doesn't require proximity. And other times we have a commitment to love closely. And the depth that we love is the depth that we can experience pain. And a coaching client of mine was working through a betrayal and being lied to. And this is so hard because trust is broken in this particular example of what she was going through. Because trust is kind of like a bridge. And when that bridge gets severed in the middle by something happening, it takes time to rebuild that connection. And so with this coaching client, I wanted to guide her through some foundational pieces because coaching client of mine was working through betrayal and being lied to. But like I said at the beginning of this episode, I want us to focus on just the general sense of what it takes to rebuild trust, these three key factors. When I started working with my coaching client, we had to figure out what was her desire? What did she want? And then we really tailored her foundational pieces to her specific situation and what she needed the most. And sometimes I look at it as what her anger needed the most. And, you know, if you want to learn more about coaching with me, you can go to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. But since I don't know exactly what you're going through, like I do with my coaching client, I think it's important that these three key factors you really start to implement when rebuilding trust. And like I said, also at the beginning of this episode, I wrote an entire biblical study on rebuilding trust so that you can really focus on what does rebuilding trust look like, biblical perspective, but also a clinical perspective, which is really important for me because we're a spirit, soul, and a body, and all of it works together. You can find that at jessicahoddle.com/shop. And all the links are in the show notes of this episode, wherever you found this podcast episode. But the first key factor is finding security in God first. Okay. So when this trust gets severed, sometimes we want to start to find security in somebody else. And even when we're in a relationship and the trust isn't betrayed, we tend to find security, of course, in the person that we're with. But sometimes we take that to an unhealthy level. But we really have to know that when we want to rebuild trust, that we need to find security in God first. But no individual can bear the weight of our need to be loved, seen, and known. In the biblical study, I talk about signs that we still lack trust. And that's important for us to recognize too. But because before we move forward, we have to recognize that something inside of us needs to change. And that something is really our ability to find security in God and finding safety in His presence. Wanting to control or make the other person do all the work to satisfy our hunger for love, to be seen or to feel known, is going to make us feel, it'll probably make us feel worse because we have this expectation for them to do something. And then when they don't meet that expectation, we're even more frustrated. But again, I kind of go into this in the biblical study because I wanted to talk about signs that you still lacked trust, and control is one of them. But we have to understand no human can satisfy us, but God can. Above anything in this world, we can find satisfaction and love from God that doesn't come with credentials or requirements to me. And that's so important. To be secure with someone is to find our security in God first. Psalm 107:9 says, "For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things." The English word there, satisfieth, was translated from the Hebrew word saba. And this Hebrew word means to satisfy, to fill, to satisfaction, literally or figuratively. So the Father will fill our longing soul to satisfaction. And when we do this, and when we believe this, we are free to trust others. This is why it's one of the key factors, is finding our security in God first, because He is the one we find our satisfaction from, and He is the one that gives us the ability to trust. The second key factor in rebuilding trust is sensing safety from God. I've learned that there is safety in being known, and the most powerful sense of safety comes from the Lord. When we feel understood, we feel protected. When we feel known and seen, when our heart embraces the Father's love, when we feel seen, we begin to realize that what we feel and experience matters, that our lives and pain matter because we matter to God. From this place of worth, we know that our pain is important to our Heavenly Father, and that we can work through it and process it to honor ourselves, God, and the people around us. Since we are all image bearers of Christ, it is easy to see how people treat us, right, and others, and consider God in that same position. You know, we go, this person broke my trust. I must not be able to trust God either. So although we are all image bearers of Christ, and trust can be lost between individuals when damage occurs, but God does not break trust with us. He can. It's not in His nature. That's why we have to go back to security in God and then sensing safety from God. When we look to people to identify and tell us who God is, it is going to be a very distorted image of God that you have. But when we look to God to tell us how He made and created His image bearers and what happened to sin, or what happened with sin to His image bearers, that gives us a different perspective. And when we want to and have a desire to rebuild trust in any relationship, these are important things that we first have to establish within our hearts. These three factors that I'm talking about today deal with us, because we can't change anybody else. The third key factor will be understanding forgiveness as a process, not a one-time declaration. Rebuilding the relationship so we can begin to work toward trust will start with forgiveness as not only a choice, which really feels like the hardest step to take, but it's an active process. It doesn't just happen. It's not passive. It's an active process. So forgiveness is the releasing of the debt that's owed to us and giving it over to God. Releasing debt of someone says, I'm going to give you what you don't deserve. You don't owe me anything. Often when we can trust someone because we first felt safe with them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. However, let's ensure we don't confuse forgiveness, and I want you to hear me on this, with feeling good about what happened. Because feelings can take time to heal and reflect the true nature of a forgiven relationship status, okay? Forgiveness releases the debt, but it doesn't make it okay. It doesn't mean that you forgive and all of a sudden, boop, trust is rebuilt. No, I want you to hear me. Forgiving others starts with being forgiven ourselves. And the Bible teaches that unselfish love is the basis of true forgiveness since it keeps no records of wrong. Forgiving others means letting go of resentment and giving up any claim to be compensated for the hurt or the loss we have suffered. So these are the three key factors. We have to understand that forgiveness is a process. But again, to have reconciliation, which is rebuilding trust, we have to have these three foundational key factors in place ourselves. In the biblical study I wrote about rebuilding trust, again, I put it in stages, and the stages can take as long or as quick, depending on where we are with that person and if that person is also willing to do the work. You can't rebuild trust with one person. You can't rebuild trust by yourself. But you can find security in God, you can sense safety with God, and you can understand that forgiving is a process that you will have to take with the Lord. And then you begin to have other stages and steps in place to really begin rebuilding trust with that person. So I want to ask you, like, where are you in this process of rebuilding trust? Is this something that you've prayerfully considered? Also knowing that it will take both people, right? Like I said, it's going to take both people to commit to rebuild the trust, because you can't rebuild a broken bridge by yourself. Today, I just want you to think about where you are in the process. Do you need security? Do you need safety? Or do you just need to start the process of forgiveness? The stages are not linear, right? You might feel safety, or you might want to start with forgiveness first, and then you find yourself, now I'm starting to feel safe with God. Now I'm starting to feel secure with God. Or maybe you just like, I need to know how to feel secure with God. And that's what I do with my coaching clients, because it's so important that we start there. As a Christian mental health coach, it's a starting point, because so much has happened and we have so many thoughts that we're trying to untangle, that we need a place to feel safe, that we need to feel as though our feelings matter and our thoughts matter. So you can learn more about my coaching at jessicahuddle.com/heal. You can pick up the biblical study at jessicahuddle.com/shop, or you can just come hang out with me on Instagram at jessicahuddle and tell me where you are in the process of rebuilding trust or what questions you have. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.